The serpent's family and entity are the gospel gangsters. The initial serpent was a disobedient and evil man who chose to be evil. All literal serpents that wallow on the ground are a symbol of the curse that God put on all humanity because of sin. God initiated it in the Garden of Eden. God created Adam and Eve, and placed them in the Garden of Eden. Their spiritual image was holy in the likeness of God. His ultimate desire was to give them life eternal without sin, because sin became the sentence of death for all humanity. Genesis 1:27, So God created man in his own image, in the image of God created he him, male and female created he them. Adam and Eve were holy prior to eating the forbidden fruit. The fruit of knowledge of good and evil was poison and causes both physical and spiritual death. It was a revelation of the evil spirit of sex. Romans 3:23, For all have sinned, and come short of the glory of God. 1 Corinthians 15:22, For as in Adam all die, even so in Christ shall all be made alive. Genesis 2:16-17, And the Lord God commanded the man, saying, Of every tree of the garden thou mayest freely eat, but of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, thou shalt not eat of it, for in the day that thou eatest thereof thou shalt surely die. The serpent was a beautiful man and wise in Eve's sight. There were no horns on his head. Eve admired the serpent, and desired conversations with him, instead of helping her husband Adam name the creatures God created. She loved the flattery and deception through lies, which the serpent told her. She accepted him as a friend to her. Genesis 3:1-5, Now the serpent was more subtle than any beast of the field which the Lord God had made. And the woman said unto the serpent, We may eat of the fruit of the trees of the garden, but of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God hath said, Ye shall not eat of it, neither shall ye touch it, lest ye die. And the serpent said unto the woman, Ye shall not surely die, for God doth know that in the day ye eat thereof, then your eyes shall be opened, and ye shall be as gods, knowing good and evil. The serpent lied. Adam and Eve believed and accepted the serpent's lies. Genesis 3:6-9, And when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, and that it was pleasant to the eyes, and a tree to be desired to make one wise, she took of the fruit thereof, and did eat, and gave also unto her husband with her, and he did eat. And the eyes of them both were opened, and they knew that they were naked, and they sewed fig leaves together, and made themselves aprons. And they heard the voice of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day, and Adam and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord God amongst the trees of the garden. And the Lord God called unto Adam, and said unto him, Where art thou? Their eyes became open to the evil spirit of lust and rebellion against God after they ate the fruit of the knowledge of good and evil. God withdrew his Holy Spirit from them. Verses 14-19, And the Lord God said unto the serpent, Because thou hast done this, thou art cursed above all cattle, and above every beast of the field, upon thy belly shalt thou go, and dust shalt thou eat all the days of thy life, and I will put enmity between thee and the woman, and between thy seed and her seed, it shall bruise thy head, and thou shalt bruise his heel. Unto the woman he said, I will greatly multiply thy sorrow and thy conception, in sorrow thou shalt bring forth children, and thy desire shall be to thy husband, and he shall rule over thee. And unto Adam he said, Because thou hast hearkened unto the voice of thy wife, and hast eaten of the tree, of which I commanded thee, saying, Thou shalt not eat of it, cursed is the ground for thy sake, in sorrow shalt thou eat of it all the days of thy life, thorns also and thistles shall it bring forth to thee, and thou shalt eat the herb of the field, in the sweat of thy face shalt thou eat bread, till thou return unto the ground, for out of it wast thou taken, for dust thou art, and unto dust shalt thou return. The serpent's spirit destroys those who believe his subtle lie. They will never get eternal life from Jesus Christ through deception and lies from the evil spirit of serpents. After Adam sinned, God cursed the ground and it produced marijuana and all other narcotic plants in which humanity becomes intoxicated. Adam was the first man to get drunk from the weeds. God commanded Adam to work hard labor in order to eat and survive. Eve's work was bearing children through labor pains at that time, and helping her husband. She was the first woman to have a menstrual period, and became pregnant. Verse 24, So he drove out the man, and he placed at the east of the Garden of Eden cherubims, and a flaming sword which turned every way, to keep the way of the tree of life. When God drove them out of the Garden of Eden, he commanded them to work for their living without any training or skill for survival. God allowed them to continue to commit sin until the day of their natural death. God condemned them to die because of their sin. In the New Testament, Apostle Paul was explicit. Ephesians 5:11, and have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather reprove them. Jesus differentiated the scribes and Pharisees from his 11 obedient disciples. Judas was a devil. He was unfaithful, and the Lord gave him the sop and sent him to hell because he betrayed Jesus for money. Jesus condemned and doomed the scribes and Pharisees, who were serpents of deception to those who believed their preaching. He was emphatic, St. Matthew 23:33, Ye serpents, ye generation of vipers, how can ye escape the damnation of hell? The serpents' families are unbelievers of all times, who seek to destroy those who have faith in God and Jesus Christ. Verse 28, Even so ye also outwardly appear righteous unto men, but within ye are full of hypocrisy and iniquity. Verse 32, Fill ye up then the measure of your fathers. They were like their fathers who perpetuate deception and deceit with the word of God. John condemned the Pharisees and Sadducees because of their adulteries, other sins, and false religion. St. Matthew 3:7, But when he saw many of the Pharisees and Sadducees come to his baptism, he said unto them, O generation of vipers, who hath warned you to flee from the wrath to come? Jesus proclaimed, St. Luke 11:26, Then goeth he, and taketh to him seven other spirits more wicked than himself, and they enter in, and dwell there, and the last state of that man is worse than the first. The evil spirit of the serpent, devils, Satan, dragon, beast, false prophet, and the scorpion, are a unified family of evil spirits that dwells in the entity of the serpent. Ecclesiastes 3:18, I said in mine heart concerning the estate of the sons of men, that God might manifest them, and that they might see that they themselves are beasts. In the era of judges, God commanded Moses to appoint judges, both male and female. Deuteronomy 16:18, Judges and officers shalt thou make thee in all thy gates, which the Lord thy God giveth thee, throughout thy tribes, and they shall judge the people with just judgment. Judges 4:4-5, And Deborah, a prophetess, the wife of Lappiduth, she judged Israel at that time. And the children of Israel came up to her for judgment. During the era of Judges, Deborah was one of the most powerful spiritual leaders. She had a dual ministry of judge and prophetess. God anointed her with spiritual judgment to settle controversies and debates among his people. There was not a man in Israel prepared spiritually with the prophetic message of faith and courage to deliver God's people from their most powerful enemies. Deborah looked through the telescope of time and prophesied to Barak the future victory of Israel against King Jabin's army with uncanny accuracy. King Jabin had mightily oppressed the people of God for 20 years, until God anointed Deborah. God gave her wisdom, knowledge, and spiritual leadership to defeat his army. Barak, who was in charge of the strategic forces of the army of Israel, was obviously dysfunctional. He was reluctant to fight against Israel's enemies, who were King Jabin, a heathen king, and Sisera, the captain of his army. Judges 4:6-9, And she sent and called Barak the son of Abinoam out of Kadesh Naphtali, and said unto him, Hath not the Lord God of Israel commanded, saying, Go, and draw toward Mount Tabor, and take with thee 10,000 men of the children of Naphtali and of the children of Zebulun? And I will draw unto thee to the river Kishon Sisera, the captain of Jabin's army, with his chariots and his multitude, and I will deliver him into thine hand. And Barak said unto her, If thou wilt go with me, then I will go, but if thou wilt not go with me, then I will not go. And she said, I will surely go with thee, notwithstanding the journey that thou takest shall not be for thine honor, for the Lord shall sell deliver Sisera into the hand of a woman. And Deborah arose, and went with Barak to Kadesh. Barak had faith in Deborah's judicial authority from God. He did not believe that he would win the war without her presence at the battle against King Jabin and his heathen army. Therefore, God withheld Barak from receiving the honor of killing Sisera. The scriptures disclosed that Jael, the wife of Heber the Kenite, destroyed him. God honored her for having wisdom and courage to destroy an enemy of Israel. Verse 21, then Jael Heber's wife took a nail of the tent, and took an hammer in her hand, and went softly unto him, and smote the nail into his temples, and fastened it into the ground, for he was fast asleep and weary. So he died. God appointed Jael to kill one of Israel's fiercest enemies. Verse 23, so God subdued on that day Jabin the king of Canaan before the children of Israel. God proclaimed to Isaiah, Isaiah 59:16, and he saw that there was no man, and wondered that there was no intercessor, therefore his arm brought salvation unto him, and his righteousness, it sustained him. The prophet Hosea was emphatic about the disobedient men of his era. Hosea 6:7, but they like men have transgressed the covenant, there have they dealt treacherously against me. God anointed Deborah with dynamic wisdom, power, and time for judgment. Amos declared, Amos 5:24, but let judgment run down as waters, and righteousness as a mighty stream. Deborah chose to be a righteous person and obey God. Dan chose to be a wicked person. He was a descendant of the serpent that deceived Eve concerning the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Humanity cannot be good and evil simultaneously. God proclaimed to Moses, Genesis 49:16-17, Dan shall judge his people, as one of the tribes of Israel. Dan shall be a serpent by the way, an adder in the path, that bite the horse heels, so that his rider shall fall backward. In the era of King Josiah, there was a prophetess named Huldah. She was a prophetic messenger of God. God anointed her above the fellows. 2 Chronicles 34:20-22, and the king commanded Hilkiah, saying, go, inquire of the Lord for me. And Hilkiah went to Huldah the prophetess, verse 23, and she answered them, thus saith the Lord God of Israel, tell ye the man that sent you to me. God had chosen that dedicated woman to give King Josiah a message in one of Israel's darkest hours when they worshipped false gods. Verses 24-25, thus saith the Lord, behold, I will bring evil upon this place, and upon the inhabitants thereof, even all the curses that are written in the book which they have read before the king of Judah, because they have forsaken me, and have burned incense unto other gods. The Old and New Testaments are absolutely clear and consistent about women's spiritual leadership. The Pharisees did not allow women to speak in the temple. However, Anna was an exception. God anointed her, and she was prophesying prior to the birth of Jesus. She was in the temple prophesying the day Joseph and Mary brought the baby Jesus Christ into the temple to present him to the Lord. God intervened, and no one could put her to silence, because God ordained her to speak in the temple. She had a prophetic message concerning the Messiah, who is Jesus Christ the Redeemer. St. Luke 2:36-38, and there was one Anna, a prophetess, the daughter of Phanuel, of the tribe of Aser. And she was a widow of about 84 years, which departed not from the temple, but served God with fastings and prayers night and day. And she coming in that instant gave thanks likewise unto the Lord, and spake of him to all them that looked for redemption in Jerusalem. Paul said, Ephesians 5:23, Christ is the head of the church, the Lord anoints women, as well as men. Therefore, he will severely judge and chastise anyone who nullifies his prophets and prophetesses. The Spirit of God anointed me to preach and teach the gospel of Jesus Christ July 13, 1961. I have been faithful to God, and established 2 churches under his divine leadership. July 13, 2025 will be 64 consecutive years. This is my testimony. The Holy Spirit told me to open my Bible, and he gave me the following scripture concerning the anointing of Jesus Christ. St. Luke 4:18-19, The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. To preach the acceptable year of the Lord. The acceptable day of the Lord to anoint me was July 13, 1961. Many did not believe in female ministers. Unbelieving ministers did not permit them to speak in the church. Paul said, 1 Corinthians 14:34, Let your women keep silence in the churches, for it is not permitted unto them to speak, but they are commanded to be under obedience, as also saith the law. That was a tradition and civil law of the Jewish leaders, and was not in the Ten Commandment laws in which God gave to Moses. At that time, Paul did not understand God's spiritual purpose for some women. God's Ten Commandment law, written by Moses in Exodus 20:1-17, does not articulate anything about women keeping silent in the church. These are the Ten Commandments, and God spake all these words, saying, I am the Lord thy God, which have brought thee out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image, or any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. Thou shalt not bow down thyself to them, nor serve them, for I the Lord thy God am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children unto the third and fourth generation of them that hate me, and shewing mercy unto thousands of them that love me, and keep my commandments. Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain. Remember the Sabbath day, to keep it holy. 6 days shalt thou labor, and do all thy work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God, in it thou shalt not do any work, thou, nor thy son, nor thy daughter, thy manservant, nor thy maidservant, nor thy cattle, nor thy stranger that is within thy gates, for in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that in them is, and rested the seventh day, wherefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day, and hallowed it. Honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. Thou shalt not kill. Thou shalt not commit adultery. Thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's house, thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's wife, nor his manservant, nor his maidservant, nor his ox, nor his ass, nor anything that is thy neighbor's. Paul testified, 1 Timothy 1:13, who was before a blasphemer, and a persecutor, and injurious, but I obtained mercy, because I did it ignorantly in unbelief. Many unbelieving ministers are persecuting God's anointed women. However, God's wrath is on those men who persecute female ministers who are instrumental in preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ. God used a spiritual woman to help Apostle Paul in the church at Cenchre. Romans 16:1-2, I commend unto you Phoebe our sister, which is a servant of the church which is at Cenchre, that ye receive her in the Lord, as becometh saints, and that ye assist her in whatsoever business she hath need of you, for she hath been a succourer of many, and of myself also. After that experience, he changed his mind about women speaking in the church. He continued to ask the true brethren to accept those women who labored in the gospel with him. Paul said, Philippians 4:3, And I entreat thee also, true yoke fellow, help those women which labored with me in the gospel, with Clement also, and with other my fellow laborers, whose names are in the book of life. Elizabeth said to Mary, the mother of Jesus Christ, St. Luke 1:45, And blessed is she that believed, for there shall be a performance of those things which were told her from the Lord. Prior to Jesus' crucifixion, he said to unbelievers, St. Mark 14:6, And Jesus said, Let her alone, why trouble ye her, she hath wrought a good work on me. St. Mark 16:9, Now when Jesus was risen early the first day of the week, he appeared first to Mary Magdalene. St. John 20:18, Mary Magdalene came and told the disciples that she had seen the Lord, and that he had spoken these things unto her. Jesus delivered Mary Magdalene from evil spirits, and saved her prior the crucifixion. Conclusion: God blessed women in all times who believe, love, and obey him. Apostle Paul articulated, Galatians 5:22-23, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance, against such there is no law. God's love for us has no limitation on race, color, gender, or ethnicity. He is the creator of all humanity.